Hey man, say man, it's your girl, it's Yaya man, and I'm here with a topic that might not be easy for everybody to hear, but I feel it on my heart very deeply to start talking about this. And don't get mad at me because I didn't tell you, or if you already know, you know, whatever, but don't get mad at me if I didn't tell anybody. Just take a listen. So, today's topic is about how true love doesn't hurt. So, Lord. So, this summer, met this guy. Whoop-de-doo, yay. He took something very precious from me. Also, you know, I thought I was in love with this person. But, you know, love is blind. And in the beginning, everybody seemed so sweet and innocent and loving, but they have their own demons they're facing. And they expect you to deal with those demons, too, while they're working to get out of them. And so, yeah. So I'm just going to jump right into it. Everything was sweet. Everything was great. Then he starts showing his true colors. And I'm not going to bash the guy. I'm not going to tell you his name. But, you know, I really, really hated this dude. And growing up, I'm a Christian. My parents are pastors. And they taught me to, like, be forgiving. And so, like, I really envied this dude because you took something from me that I've been treasuring for a really, really long time. And so, like, that, and then you want to hurt me? Like, how can you love, how do you love somebody but want to hurt them at the same time? Like, how can you love somebody that breaks your heart all the time? And so, like, I just was trying to picture that in my mind. Like, dang, this dude's taking this from me, and he's trying to hit on me. Like, no, this is not okay. And so, I just got to this last straw where you know, it's like where you, when you see things like this, like when you see women getting beat on and you're from the outside and you're like, girl, you should have left. You should have been left, girl. But when you're in that situation, you feel stuck. Because in your mind, you're like, I need to leave. But in your head, you're like, I like this person. I might potentially love this person. So, like, I can't do this, you know? And then there's the thing of soul ties. If y'all don't know what soul ties are, look them up. They're ties when you have sexual intercourse with a person, it leaves a soul tie in you. Like, you guys are, your souls are tied. So, yeah, that. And it was just a lot. And I just want to tell y'all, true love doesn't hurt at all. Love is patient. Love is kind. Y'all should know this. Like, even if you don't know this, I'm sorry. But love is patient. Love is kind. Love doesn't hurt. Love doesn't boast. Love doesn't envy. None of that. None of that. So, my message to you is, if somebody is hurting you, if you're in a relationship where somebody's hurting you, it don't even have to be physically, it can be mentally, you need to let them go. You can come talk to me. You can message me. Anything. Like, I will talk to you because at the end of the day, you don't deserve that. You are worth more than that. And it doesn't even have to be women. It could be men, too. Girls hit on dudes. So, like, it's, you know, it's awful to think about, but it happens. And I never thought I would be a person to deal with that. I never thought it would be me. I never thought I would get into a relationship like that. And I'm feeling really brave for talking about this because, I mean, I tell other people, hey, you know, I was in a domestic violent relationship this summer, and they're like, what? Why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell me so I could beat him up? I'm just like, you know, in my head, I wasn't thinking about beating him up. I was just like, eh. I'm going to just stick it out. Maybe he'll get better. But you can't help anybody that doesn't want to help themselves. And it's not worth it. It's not worth your mental health. It's not worth your peace of mind. If you're in a situation like this, you need to get out of it ASAP, no Rocky, because it's unfair to you. It's unfair to yourself. It's for you to be walking around pretending like you're happy, but deep down inside, you're not okay. It's okay to not be okay. And if you need somebody to talk to, I'm here. I'm sorry, I'm tearing up because this is real. And I lived it. Like, I mean, I just don't know what to say. I'm just happy I didn't get into a situation where I got killed, I got stabbed, shot, anything like that. But it did get to the point where I did have a broken arm, well, a cracked arm. And I said, this ain't it. This is my last straw. I can't do this. And my dad told me something. He's like, you knew that person wasn't the one for you because you didn't tell your family about him. And I said, dang, I didn't. When it's something's going good, you don't have to hide that person from anybody. Even though, like, y'all be like, private life is the best life. Yeah, that's okay, but at least tell somebody about who you're talking to, because if you end up in that type of situation and nobody knows, you can get hurt. And so tell somebody. Tell your little cousin. Tell somebody that you trust. You don't have to be your parents, even though, you know, 9 out of 10, you want your boo thing to meet your parents at the end of the day. But if you don't want to tell your parents yet, tell somebody, because I don't want to see you guys on the news. I don't want to end up on the news. And so, like, I'm so sorry. Yes, but back to forgiving him. Like, it took me a minute. I really envy this dude. Like, I don't want to see his face ever again. And, you know, I thought about it. I said, you know what? If I let this unforgiveness root inside of my heart, I won't be able to grow. And so I just let it go. And I said, I forgive you. Like, I didn't tell him, but I had some time to myself. And I said, I forgive him. Like, he hurt me. He did all these things to me. But at the end of the day, I have to forgive him. I'm so sorry. Please don't cry at this podcast because I'm crying. But you have to forgive those people that may be hurting you or have hurt you in the past. But I'm trying to stay on topic. But yeah, that's a part of your healing and part of your growth. You gotta let people go, even though they did you so dirty to the point where you felt like you weren't gonna be able to see another day. But you did. You're alive. You're here. And again, if you ever need to talk to somebody, I am here. You don't always have to go to a hotline. There's resources on campus. If you stay on campus, just, you know, reach out to me. Because your mental health and your well-being matters to me. Even if I don't know you, it's important to me. And I hope this message gets to somebody, because true love doesn't hurt at all. True love is real. True love is beautiful. And it don't hurt. I'm out. Alright, I hope y'all didn't make y'all cry too much when you listen to this podcast. I'm sorry. I got teary-eyed. It got real. But I appreciate you guys for listening to my podcast. I think I'm about to do some merch. So if you want a t-shirt, hit me up. And the Instagram, I'll order you a shirt. I really do appreciate you guys for supporting me. Yeah, boy.